For this Tuesday, December 17th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. Last night in local high school sports, North Posey girls basketball picked up a solid road win as they beat Wright's 54-51. It was the Panthers' first loss of the season, and the Vikings improved to 5-3 overall. North Posey girls basketball plays again on Thursday at home against Mater Dei. Coming up this evening, Mount Vernon boys basketball welcomes Heritage Hills. The JV game is set for 5:30, and the varsity game will tip at 7 o'clock. The Wildcats have a record of 3-2. Tonight's varsity game can be heard on 106.7 WMVI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. The Alexandrian Public Library in Mount Vernon is hosting a Christmas movie night this evening at 6 o'clock. The community can come watch Dr. Seuss, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and get in the holiday spirit. They will serve cookies and drinks. They encourage you to come dressed in your Christmas PJs. No registration is required. CenterPoint Energy has awarded Youth First $100,000 through its foundation. Officials say the gift's goal is to strengthen the mental health and well-being of students in 8 Youth First partner schools across Gibson, Posey, and Vanderburgh counties. Youth First officials say the money will help them provide their school-based student assistance program and family and community prevention programs at Washington Middle School and McGarry Middle School in Vanderburgh County, North Elementary School and West Elementary School in Posey County, and Wood Memorial High School, Wood Memorial Middle School, Wood Memorial Intermediate School, and Wood Memorial Primary School in Gibson County. Youth First has partnered with 125 schools across 14 Indiana counties and has highly trained mental health professionals in schools. A new superintendent has been named for the Evansville State Hospital and Psychiatric Children's Center. Officials say Jeff Wedding was serving as interim superintendent but has now officially been given the job. The news was announced by the Indiana Family and Social Services Administration. According to authorities, Wedding has more than 15 years of experience working within the state hospital in roles such as rehabilitation therapy, staff development, and assistant superintendent. The University of Evansville announced a $147,000 bequest from the estate of a 1945 alumna to support the upkeep of the Carson Center's athletic facilities and establish a nursing scholarship in her name. According to a release, Marjorie A. Vogel earned her bachelor's degree from UE's Dunnigan Family School of Nursing and dedicated over 30 years to serving the local medical community and concluded her career at UE's Student Health Clinic. A release from UE notes she was a devoted fan of the men's basketball team, and she rarely missed a home game. Officials say the remainder of Vogel's gift will establish the Marjorie Vogel Endowed Scholarship in Nursing, reflecting her experiences in UE's nursing program and her commitment to helping future students in need. There was more big news this weekend from Evansville's Lily King. At the World Swimming Championship in Budapest, King helped the U.S. team get a gold medal in the 400 medley relay. On top of that, the team also set a new world record. King also helped the U.S. team get a silver medal in the 400 mixed medley relay. King also won bronze in the 50-meter breaststroke and got silver in the 100-meter breaststroke. The Wrights grad now has a total of 50 medals, over half of which are gold. They were won during 3 Olympic Games and several world championships. That wraps up your news and sports for this Tuesday, December 17th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great Tuesday. Your weather forecast is next.